No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And ho, 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 Merry Christmas to you.
How about that? Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. I see you're wearing your red suit and your Santa's hat.
No, that's just my red nose.
Is that what that is?
It's blinding you.
You're color coordinated, I guess.
Yeah.
For the holidays, as you should be. Because it is, you know, it's the final rush to, you know, pick up something for the pilot on your list. And here at Just Plane Radio, I feel that it's, you know, our role at this time of year to remind everybody that they should give the gift of flight.
Yeah.
You're with me on this, right, Ed?
I am, absolutely.
Yeah, as a flight school operator, you guys have certificates that people can purchase,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we've got gift certificates, a couple different packages depending on how much they want to give. And, you know, a lot of times they just give a dollar amount because the person's already flying and they're like, oh, I want to give them $200 or whatever towards their flying. So we do that. And we've got Discovery Flight, which is the short introduction to learning to fly, and the Adventure Flight, which is a little bit longer, give them a little more time in the airplane. And then we got a whole let's get started package too, that they'll get them their first 4 hours and the ground school kit. And
I love the Discovery Flight idea.
Yeah,
you know, for someone who has very little experience with flying or none.
Yeah.
This is what you get them, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a half hour, like
half hour in the airplane and about a half hour on the ground with the instructor. And they actually get their hands on the controls and learn how to fly straight and level, climb, descend, and turn.
All the fun stuff without all the work that, you know, you get into once you have to learn how to fly.
Yeah.
But it give them a little taste, a little teaser.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you can apply that to, you know, continuing on in the process if you want to do it. But once again, it's just an idea to give you a little taste of what it's like.
Yeah.
And if it's like most people, I'm guessing there's a good chance you may want to continue.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, once they do it once, they want to do it again and again and again. I say it's the last legal drug left.
Okay. Fair enough. And you can go to ftpros.com and hook up with flight training professionals and do that. Or if that's not as convenient for you, there's flight schools all across the country.
Any Cessna Pilot Center will do a Discovery Flight. They have a prepackaged deal for that. And most other flight schools have something like that to offer as well.
Yeah. So give the gift of flight. A friendly reminder for your friends here, you know, from your friends here at Just Plane Radio.
Yep.
And so you have how many certificates for me?
You?
Yeah.
Zero.
That's what I thought. I've already used them all up, haven't I?
Well, let's put it this way. Your family hasn't called me to, like, spend money on you.
Yeah, cheap bastards. you know, I'll get what I got last year.
Coal?
Yeah. No, actually, it was just a rock. They couldn't afford the coal. It was just a rock they picked up off the driveway out front. But anyway, that's me. Yeah, hopefully you've been nicer for the year and Santa will treat you better and give the gift of flight to you through, you know, one of the folks that are going to pick up something nice for you this year. Or once again, it is a great thing for a pilot to give to someone who is, you know, a friend of yours that hasn't been flying, or
somebody you know as a pilot that's always wanted to learn. You know, go to the local flight school and pick up a Discovery Flight certificate and give that gift of flying for Christmas.
Yeah. You know, it is a great time of year. I mean, I love this time of year. You know, whether you're fighting the crowds at the mall, that's one thing. That kind of
I don't like that.
And that's why you give the gift of flight. You don't have to do
it. I don't have to go to the mall.
But still, regardless, I still love the overall vibe of Christmas. I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that time of giving, and it's fun to see people succeed at this time of year, too.
Yeah, it is.
And our friend Abington from the Abington Watch Company makes watches for women aviators, recently launched a Kickstarter campaign to launch a new dive watch that we've been covering extensively on our scuba radio show. And it just so happens that her Kickstarter campaign for this new dive watch is going to complete on Christmas Day. And a week before this, she had already reached her goal of like $63,000.
Wow. That's great.
So congratulations to her. Abington. You know, that's Juice. Yep. From Flying Wild Alaska, by the way. That's how we got to know her here. I had Just Plain Radio and had her on a couple times. And then she did this dive thing. And look, she's taking the world over.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been watching this Kickstarter thing. And I'm thinking, maybe there's a way for us to work this angle on Just Plain Radio,
Us? Or is this a way for
It's a community of how this thing works. It, you know, because you start this Kickstarter campaign, which... For instance, let me just give you an example. Let's say I wanted to get a new airplane for Just Plain Radio that I could use to kind of get me, you know, get me to the level where I'll finally get my flight certificate, because we just don't have a plane for me to learn in right now, for me to finish my training. So if we had an airplane that we could slap on a Just Plain Radio, you know, logo on it and create, you know, make the official Just Plain Radio airplane, and I'm thinking, you know, like we've talked before, a Grand Caravan, a Kodiak is still in there, and then if we wanted to go crazy, it would be, which one did we see there at the NBAA show?
Oh, that was
the Osprey, no, the, yeah.
Otter.
Otter, twin that's Otter. Right. Yeah, it started with an O. The Twin Close Otter enough. On floats with a marine motif of whales, dolphins, sharks, and all that kind of thing. Then that's where we kind of segue into our dive show, because we could fly this thing into the islands, jump off of it, dive off of it. We could cover all these adventures on the radio for you to hear back home. So there's your payoff.
Yeah. I can hear the phones ringing now.
We're looking for backers now. So this is, you know, maybe I'll learn from Abington's success and launch a Kickstarter campaign to get me an airplane.
I'm not sure that's what they intend by it.
Well, you would back me. You would back me on this, wouldn't you?
I got $5. I'd give it to you.
Okay, well, we could start at five. And for a five, you get a high five.
There you go.
That's all you get, though. Yeah, a plane.
It's not worth that, but.
I mean, they needed like $63,000 for that dive watch. I'm saying, you know, for this, let's figure about we need about $1.5 million, I guess, right?
Well, if you're talking a used caravan, maybe.
Yeah. Well, what about the, what if we went for the Zodiac?
The Zodiac, that's a boat. That's a boat. Wrong show, Greg. Wrong show.
We could get the Zodiac inflatable. We could pull that one off. But no, the Kodiak.
Yeah, I don't know what the price point is.
I mean, I think it was a little less than the caravan overall. But I bet we could do this for $1.5 million. You know, with our preferred customer discount, you know, the leverage that we can use with Just Plain Radio. So that's all we're asking for. All, you know, and it's that time of year where, you know, it's a time of giving. So just remember that when you're listening to this pitch for a potential Kickstarter campaign. Yeah, put your feet up, folks. Getting pretty deep in here.
Yeah, it is. But I'm thinking they're sitting there saying, oh, no, I don't think so, Greg.
No, I think there's a lot of people looking at their radio right now going, he's insane. But that's true. But that doesn't mean they wouldn't be willing to cough up a few bucks, maybe just to shut me up.
No.
Okay, then if they don't give us money, we have to, you know, we got to hire a hit team or something that we can send to people houses, you know, rough them up a little bit.
No.
I'm working every angle I can, folks. Come on, help me out. You know, you can email me, greg@justplainradio.com.
Yeah, Greg, I do know a couple aircraft finance companies you could go through.
That I would go through?
Yeah.
Well, how about we just do this with Kickstarter? Maybe Kickstarter will just chip in, and they can do the financing, and I'll do the flying. I think that's a great relation. That's the way we can make this thing work.
Just like financing your car, somebody else pays that too?
Well, maybe, but she's not here right now. So. No, that's not true. But anyway, it's a cool thing, though. That was the first time that I had watched how this whole Kickstarter stuff works. And, you know, you come up with prizes to encourage people to back your project.
Yeah.
You have to come up with a great, you know, you know, supporter type fries. Maybe star for a day on Just Plain Radio. We could allow someone to be here on the air with us. Would that have any value whatsoever? How do you feel? Do you feel like a rock star? Come on, Ed.
No, not really.
You're supposed to sell it, Ed. You're not helping me here.
Oh, crap.
Okay, just go back to giving the gift of scuba then this holiday season.
Giving the gift of flight, you mean?
That's right. Well, you could give scuba too, I guess. See,
wrong show, Greg.
If you're seeing there's a theme amongst all our shows, whether it's boating, diving, or flying, well, there you go. It's that time of year.
He's been in the eggnog already.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do? And the Christmas party continues next on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Christmas is the time to say I love you.
Welcome back to Just Plain Radio. Christmas is the time to say I love you. And Ed, I'm not going to say that to you, but Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And, you know, I will say this. As an experienced pilot, there was some research that came out this week that shows that experienced pilots actually use less of their brain than inexperienced pilots. How do you feel about that? That's actually a compliment.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Yeah, no, it is. Because what they're saying is that less experienced pilots maybe have a tendency to freak out a little bit and their brains are going haywire. I don't know if panic would work into that scenario necessarily. But experienced pilots know exactly what to do from all their training and years of experience. And so when they get into a situation like they're coming into land and maybe the landing conditions aren't ideal, you know exactly what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
See the signs earlier, quicker, know where to look, that kind of thing, can correct the problem much quicker than an inexperienced pilot. who therefore has to think much more and potentially, you know, have a meltdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is that a lot of times you say we don't even have to think about it. We just do it. And
that's right.
And it, there are some things that do become more perceptive versus cognitive in the thought process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing is like as an instructor teaching day in and day out, an experienced instructor, I don't have to spend as much time preparing as an inexperienced instructor because I've taught this lesson X times before and I've already got the organization down. I've already got the subject matter down. And so, yeah, I would say there's probably some validity to that.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a much better explanation as opposed to you're using less brain power because you have less brain power to offer.
Well, that might be also a possibility, especially some of the pilots I know. After a few overnight trips and what are you
looking this way for?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that has more to do with your diving and the brain cells lost.
Well, no. I mean, that the diving thing makes me a better pilot.
How do you say that?
Because I have to go through training to be a dive instructor and that kind of thing. So I'm somewhat disciplined in that sense.
No, actually, you're true. You know.
Yeah.
When I got dive certified, I did it with a bunch of pilots, and the dive instructor said, I love you guys because you already know how to do dive tables. You already understand the physiology of it because we had to go through all that in the flight training side of it, too.
Yeah, yeah. So earlier when I said giving the gift of scuba is a good gift, it could be for a pilot as well.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're an experienced pilot.
Just remember, how long is it between diving and flying?
Well, it is recommended to it be at least, well, it depends on a couple things, actually. If it's multiple dives, they want you to wait at least 18 hours or more. If it's one dive, it's usually 12 hours minimum. But you know, obviously, the more time you spend, the better. And that's
actually,
so you
actually, also, if you have to do a decompression stop, they want it to go up to 24.
Well, yeah. If you go into if you do a decompression stop, your computer will tell you can't even dive. Mm-hmm. For a certain amount of time. Your computer will tell you this as well. Mm-hmm. So that's true. But, you know, I deal with recreational diving. Decompression diving is like, you know, that's like jet fighters, you know, for general aviation. That's where I would put it because really that's where you get into a professional level of diving as opposed to just going out there for fun, catching a lobster or two, that kind of thing. And,
well, now, the guy who taught me how to dive, it was, mm-hmm. you know, the rule was, no matter what, it was 24 hours between, you know, so you fly down, you dive the first day, you get there, you dive the second day, and the third day you sit on the beach and drink because it's only 8 hours bottle to throttle versus diving to flying.
So. Well, okay, true. Well,
so you said 24 hours was the best rule.
Well, for what it's worth, you're really not supposed to be drinking after a lot of diving, too. That doesn't keep the divers from doing it.
I was going to say, from what Keith has said about your trips that he's gone on with you, yeah.
Well, divers have a tendency to drink like fish. You know, I think it just kind of goes hand in hand. But, yeah. You know, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to do everything in moderation in that
Absolutely.
Sense. But as far as waiting after you're diving, yeah, multiple dives, you're supposed to wait. 18 is the minimum. 24 is recommended.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously the longer the better. You know, it just it makes good sense. But, you know, even then, you know, every person is different. So, you know, decompression and that kind of stuff affects different body types and different people differently.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing in flying with hypoxia. Each person's different as mm-hmm. far as when they start feeling the symptoms of hypoxia. And to really know what your symptoms are, the only way to really find that is do the altitude chambers.
Yeah. Have you done that?
No, I have not. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
From you know.
I mean, if you got a hypoxia, you're gonna what's gonna happen? You're gonna kind of pass out, I guess.
Eventually. Yeah. But some of the early onset signs: euphoria, mm-hmm. Lack in judgment, you are going to, in some cases, get a little tingling sense, and
yeah,
you know, basically all the symptoms of lack of oxygen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, the other way, if you go into a chamber and get compressed or go deep, like decompression diving, like you were talking about, we have a thing after 100 feet, you'll get nitrogen narcosis.
Yeah.
Where too much nitrogen under pressure gets into your system, and it has a tendency to kind of get, you know, make you drunk. And as opposed to drinking like fish, well, you might start to try to drink the water at that point, or the fish will start talking to you.
Yeah,
you know, you start to have weird psychotic type of things going on.
Well, that's basically the same stuff. But that's the whole other reason with the waiting between diving and flying is letting some of that nitrogen leak out of your body. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, as you go up in altitude, it's the exact opposite physiology. 18,000 feet, we're at half an atmosphere.
That's right. We get these little bubbles in our bloodstreams.
Bad.
At depth, we would. Yeah. You know, like you're breathing off a tank, and at depth, and, you know, the blood or oxygen goes into your bloodstream, and then when you come up, it expands mm-hmm. like a balloon. And you don't want that happening in your blood, you know, your veins and arteries and things that can create a problem. And obviously, once you get to the surface, we have to protect ourselves from the bend, so we have to watch that pressure differentiation when it comes to water. Now, in altitude, it's less because it's air and lighter, I believe, but you still can go up much higher in a mile or two up in the air or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Like an atmosphere pressure, for instance, at depth is 33 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have double the pressure you would at the surface underwater at 33 feet, and then goes down to 66, 90, I don't know, 100 feet, thereabouts.
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't take as far to go down as you is going up.
Exactly.
That's what I was saying, 18,000 is half an atmosphere.
Well, okay, there you go.
So that's 3,000.
All right. So there, we've done some physics. To it.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. FTPros.com is the website you can go to and, you know, purchase a gift certificate for flying if you so choose to give that gift of flight this holiday season. Now, I came across this other story, Ed. This is more of a public service announcement type of thing as well. And maybe you'll think of this as a, I don't know, common sense, but it did kind of catch my eye because it made a, they did a report and said that helicopter pilots are much, much more likely to, or are affected by the same amount of radiation as someone, after an hour flight, as someone who is in a tanning bed for 20 minutes. Because you're in this, I get, you know, one of those globe type things.
Helicopter, you're I don't think I literally was just looking at that article,
that story. Yeah,
it's talking about prop planes at 30,000 feet.
Well, it's prop planes at 30,000 feet or helicopter pilots. They made a like even lower.
Oh, okay, I hadn't gotten that far down the article. I ironically was looking at the same thing.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh crap, I need to be putting some sunblock on.
Yeah, well, I'm hip. It's somebody who goes to the dermatologist regularly, and. Yeah. And has all kinds of goofy things cut off because I didn't do that when I was younger
mm-hmm.
and put on sunscreen when I was going out to all my dive locations and things. You need to pay attention because, you know, I wouldn't really think. You think you're kind of inside.
Yeah, I've always known that that's an issue, and I've always been kind of conscious of it. We're up higher, we're out of some of the smog and haze and mm-hmm. so forth, so we're getting much more direct sunlight there. And of course we are, yeah, we're out in this big plastic bowl,
right?
Or at least in the airplane, we got this huge windshield in front of us,
mm-hmm.
and of course, you know, sunny side up, we're flying and the sun is beating down on us. And yeah, there's sun visors and sun shades, but this doesn't surprise me.
Wear your baseball cap and lather up.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, have that white stuff on your nose.
And use sunscreen too. He's talking about snow. Yeah, it's the holidays, you know. But, you know, sunscreen is
better than that brown stuff.
Oh, brother.
G. Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Oh my, it smells like Grandma's house at Christmas. That's when we found her dead on the toilet.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure you treat me nice. And I feel just like I'm living in
this is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed, the flight training professionals. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Give the gift of flight. That's what you should do. Our little public service announcement from your friends here at Just Plane Radio. Here's another one. You know, I don't know. It's turning into that kind of show today. But, you know, next week when Santa brings all his toys to all those good little boys and girls.
But not you.
And a rocker, piece of coal for folks like me. Be aware that as a pilot, there's a potential hazard happening the day after Christmas. It could be, you know, you're just going to have to be that much more on your toes. You know what I'm talking about? One of the biggest presents they expect to be under the tree.
Oh, God, are we on UAVs again?
Of course we are. And I'm not alone here. AOPA was talking about it on AOPA Live last week.
Yeah,
Tom Haines and our friends there. They were putting out a little warning in that regard. But they're expecting this to be, well, they know because they're selling like hotcakes right now. And you know, the FAA did come out with some potential guidelines. They're still working through the commercial UAV rules and guidelines and things. Some common sense measures. But it doesn't apply to hobbyists, which, you know, most of those guys, you know, are 7 years old and don't know how to, you know, read, let alone look out for airplanes.
Not necessarily.
Well, okay, maybe they do. Yeah. Maybe they're smarter than us. But
well, no, I mean, actually, I saw one of these. This was actually really kind of cool.
Yeah.
We were at a Christmas parade the other day, and there was three guys on the parade. They were standing out waiting for a float to come down.
Yeah.
And it actually is the Full Sail float. And Full Sail is a university here in the Orlando area that is, you know, basically into the entertainment arts, that, you know, audio producing, video producing, music, all that stuff.
Movies, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
I mean, and they come to this parade every year and they bring this semi flatbed with a band on it, all decorated up. You know, of course, they're the show people. They got all kinds of lights on it and they have a live band on it. It's always a big hit.
Yeah.
Well, they were taking this UAV and they started it up, lifted it off, and flew it over the float and videoed. It looked like they had a GoPro on it.
Right.
Videoed the whole thing during the show.
And that's
during
cool.
The parade. I mean, yeah, it was cool. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, you know, is that a commercial operation or is that, you know, it's a couple film students,
right,
you know, doing something that they think is going to be cool for a class or something. But, you know, we're literally right next to the airport.
Yeah. Actually, the rule, I believe, I could be mistaken, but if you do that and film something or take pictures of it and try to sell those pictures or do it for hire, then it's definitely not allowed.
Yeah.
But if it's for personal use, I'm not, you know, that's where we got a big gray area right now.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, you know, shooting pictures and aerial photos and video like that. But it is cool, but it does create a potential problem, as I've said 2 years ago, ad nauseum.
ad nauseum.
To Ed and Keith. I mean, this does concern me, because they're getting better and better. First of all, you don't know if half of them are a drone. Some of them look like a friggin' bird flying through the air now.
Well,
it's crazy.
But the other thing about all that is we've had this for years in radio-controlled airplanes.
Yeah,
and it's been,
but those guys
been
have
well
a
managed.
Clue. That's the thing.
True. They have an interest, they have a clue, and there are rules they have to follow.
Mm-hmm. And that's what AOPA was saying last week. Tom did a report on AOPA Live
about that particular fact. And that is where I see the issue, too. Because, you know, the day after Christmas, you get this thing under the tree that day or the day after, you take it out into the street and you try to break it. As soon as you fly it as high as you can, lose control and break it. I've never done that. Never. But I've seen other people do it. And, you know, I'm just saying, you know, this could potentially create a big problem just because of the sheer number of these things that are selling now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is getting more and more interesting and easier to get something that will fly like crazy.
But think about this. Not only airplanes, but what's going to happen when one of those flies into a power line?
Probably ain't going to be pretty.
It'll look more like 4th of July than Christmas.
True. It could. And you have given me some ideas.
Yeah.
But that's just me, maybe.
But, okay. But yesterday I was on a conference call with Cessna,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about the Chinese market, and evidently a couple days ago there was a UAV shot down by a private UAV or a hobbyist UAV shot down by the Chinese military for being in the wrong airspace.
Hmm. So you think that might be our solution?
So I basically said, well, at least you know that they have a plan, whereas our government doesn't have a plan for UAVs. Hmm. They're just going to shoot them down.
That you know, that's not a bad idea. Maybe that's what we need to do, is create an iron dome to insulate our general aviation and flying machines from these UAVs.
No, I just think we sit people around the airport with shotguns.
Well, that could be another gift.
We could also take that bird problem, but then again, there would be some tree-hugging groups from California.
Depending on where you live. In Florida, you know, the UAV issue may resolve itself because guns are legal. So people that are getting UAVs, you know, little Timmy's getting a new UAV and little Johnny's getting a rifle or something. And, you know, maybe they'll cancel each other out on Christmas Day. That would be fun to watch.
That would be
too.
Fun to watch. I was just thinking, yeah. Ooh, that would be a good video.
It's open season on drones, only on Christmas Day or the day. You know, maybe we can come up with a solution. See, it's just you got to talk this stuff out sometimes, you know. But yeah, it's definitely an issue. The FAA is looking at, AOPA is trying to keep an eye on as well. I don't think we've gotten to the tipping point yet on this, but they are starting to have incidents. I think I read last year there was like 100 or 200 incidents with UAVs and planes and stuff. So I don't know. You don't hear.
Well, I saw two B1RDs today.
Which means what?
Two B1RDs.
B1RDs?
Yeah.
And translate?
Think about it.
B what?
B1RDs.
B1RDs. B1RD. B1RD. Dude, it's Christmas time. I've had three cups of eggnog, and you're quizzing me about acronyms. Now, what is this one?
I saw two B1RDs today, and they were pretty close to my airplane.
B1RDs.
Should I report it to the FAA?
I don't know. What is a B1RD? Bird?
Yeah.
Don't do that to me. What? Jeez.
Customer said, there's a bird. Yeah, B1RD in sight, and he looked at me, and I'm like, what's that?
Well, exactly. You know, that's just cruel and unusual aviation punking. That's more of a punking kind of thing there. But I do like it. B1RD, I'm going to remember that one.
B1RD in sight.
I'm definitely going to get somebody on that. All right. So you saw some of those. So you just had to... You were just looking for a way.
I saw them and I avoided them.
And so you're saying the same thing with the UAV then?
Well, I haven't seen one of those yet.
That's right. Well, they're harder to see, I think.
Nah,
some of them
maybe.
I mean, they're designed to
hard to see, if I hit them, that's not going to hurt me unless I took them in the prop.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it'd
but,
be
you know
you
like a little bird, it just kind of hits the wing and falls down.
Well, you're talking about one of those little tiny UAVs.
I'm talking about these
bigger ones. Well, the little ones, yeah, if they, I mean, wouldn't that be the same as a potential bird strike?
Well, even the big ones would be the same as potential bird strike.
Well, yeah. But
I mean, a bird strike can take an airplane down.
Right.
You know that it can do serious damage to an airplane depending on where it hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know what the solution is. I go back to the maybe the gun versus, you know, this might be a thing for National Rifle Association might want to get involved. This might be a new way to work in their agenda there.
Nah, I'm just thinking bring the boys from Duck Dynasty over and let them loose.
Oh, boy. The ratings would go through the roof.
Yeah.
I would watch that. Heck yeah. All right. Well, there's one idea that'll be filed accordingly with the FAA, I'm sure. But there's another story we're going to delve into here in just a bit that involves, well, I've talked about this. You know, I feel like I'm predicting the future. I've said, you know, I'm going through this process of learning to fly a plane. We have all these electronics and iPhones and iPads that can't they do this for me? Well, hey, Christmas may have arrived a little bit early in that regard, and we'll talk about it next right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
When it comes to product development, Lightspeed Aviation operates with a simple strategy. Know your customer well and remain committed to the relentless product evolution that expands performance to the edge of technological possibilities. This approach has made Lightspeed the innovation leader and, along with their reputation for remarkable customer support, earned them tremendous respect and brand loyalty. See what's possible when a legacy of innovation and commitment to supporting a pilot's passion meet at LightspeedAviation.com.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
There's booze in that chair.
Woo!
That's some of the best eggnog I've had. Merry Christmas to you from your friends here at Just Plane Radio. Remember, give the gift of flight. It's the perfect gift every time. You don't got to worry about sizes, colors. I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
And I guarantee the person who receives it will come back with a smile on their face.
Absolutely. And then and they'll give you a drone or something. I don't know. But look, here's some cool new technology that I'm not positive if this is already out, and I don't think the final version of this is out yet, and I could be wrong. Maybe you saw this article too, but it's from the people that made X-Plane, the that flight simulator.
Yeah.
I have that. It's sitting right here on my computer. I haven't used it in a while. I need to. Now that I have downtime,
since like New Year's last year when we were playing with it.
It's a holiday thing. Yeah. You know, that's what you do on Christmas Day. You play with your toys.
I just haven't been playing as much as I should. But yeah. It's not really a toy. It's a simulator. It's a flight simulator.
It's a toy.
But now they've brought it to, or at least a version of it, to the iPad. And they've had it for the iPad, but they're now got a version. I think, is it Exion? Am I saying that right? I may not be saying that. We'll get that right next week if it's not. But it's Xion or something like that, yeah. I think, is the company. And they've incorporated an X-Plane type of simulator into an iPad app that will interface or talk with your autopilot. And if you have an engine failure, you...
Okay, yeah, actually,
there's an app
I have,
for that now.
Yeah, it is Exion.
Yeah,
one of our customers actually has it, and we've played around with it in the airplane.
Yeah, I saw a video of it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it worked, and I was like, whoa, that's what I need.
Well, there's a lot of parameters you have to go set up with it from what we experienced. And,
yeah.
And it's not like you can just plug it in and go use it.
Right. It has to interface with your autopilot somehow. Right?
Well, even if it's not interfacing with your autopilot, it's creating these blocks on the screen that you would fly the little target through,
mm-hmm.
which is representative of three-dimensional position of your airplane.
Right.
That would then allow you to glide down to the runway. And it works, but you have to calibrate it to the airplane.
Yeah.
So you got to go out and do some test descents so you can figure out what, at idle power, what your descent rate's going to be, what your speed's going to be. And that stuff has to be loaded up into the program.
Right.
But then from what I understand, that it does really, really help, get down to that airport on the right glide.
Yeah, well, from what I read... And what I saw under the video that I watched was that, you have an engine failure, you go to the app, and you turn it on, it takes control, and it'll take control of the plane and fly you to the nearest airport.
Oh, so this
airport.
Has gone a little bit further. It's actually integrating with
it. Yeah, it will fly the plane, and then you take control over at the very end to land to do the flare. They said, actually, the app will land the plane, but it'd probably be a rough landing. You'd lose your landing gear and that kind of thing. So you still need to take over the last bit of it. But it technically would be able to tell you, like, hey, this is the nearest airport. We're taking you here. This is where we're going. Or it would tell you won't make it, which is that's one of those type of decisions that I would be tough. Even for me, it's like you're up there and you're like, that's one of those decisions like you want to know right away.
Just today did that with an applicant, and we were south. So just, the geographics, so we were on the south side of Lake Apopka.
Okay.
He hit the nearest button on the GPS and it said, X04, which is Orlando Apopka, which is on the northeast side of Lake Apopka.
Yeah.
And he pressed direct down there and we're 10.5 miles away and we're 3,500 feet. I said, can you make that? He says, no. I said, correct.
That's right.
Look, how did he figure that? Real simple.
Simple math.
He can go, on average, for 1,000 feet up, he can go 1 mile.
Yeah.
So he said, I can go 3.5, maybe 4 miles
right.
in a zero wind condition.
Yep.
So I would end up in the middle of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Good decision. Let's not go there.
Right.
So pick
but this app would evidently be able to tell you that as well.
Only if it wouldn't be able to tell you that.
And like
I say, the only time
it really makes
a difference is the only time it'll really help you is if you're actually within gliding distance of an airport.
Well, true.
Now, right. The question I have for you is, does it use commercial airports or basically the public access airports, or does it also have in its database private grass runways?
It made a comment about grass. Well, it didn't say grass runways, but it said, hey, look, if there was an airport nearby, it would tell you you're not going to make it, and then you would make a different decision to land, in a grassy area.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess
that'd be interesting, because like in the G1000 database, we only have public use airports.
Ah, okay.
Or airports, private use airports would be in there if they have an instrument approach procedure.
Mm-hmm.
But think about all those grass runways that are out there that we try to spot when we're on cross country,
right.
That are privately owned. We can land there in emergency. Now, in the Skycatchers database, it has all those airports.
Hmm.
So we can actually through that. And that, so that's where it'd be interesting to find out what database it has in it.
Right.
Does it have all airports or does it have public use airports?
Well, if it's based on X-Plane, wouldn't X-Plane have that stuff in there? Generally? No, they probably wouldn't have
the private ones in there.
Mm, okay. Well, anyway, obviously, the pilot isn't supposed to go to sleep and let the app do it for them.
No.
But they've created
I was going to chime in there on that one.
Yeah, but they're setting up this backup system. Like, for instance, if you were flying with somebody, pilot, and you weren't a pilot, and that's for something, you know, happened to that person, you could hit the app, and that app could potentially get you down to a safe airport without a pilot in command.
Yeah, I know what all you need to be able to do is get on the radio, and we can talk you through all that.
Well, they could do that too.
You know, the bottom line is there is no substitute for proper training of the pilot flying the airplane.
But it's nice to have it there as a backup. I'd love to have that app available to me and say, okay, I'm thinking I'm going to go over this airport, and the app goes, yep, that's good, Greg. You know what I'm saying? Just give me that little extra sense of confidence. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's not all you need, but that would help.
Okay, and we'll leave it at that. Merry Christmas to you. Until next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.